Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
And good evening. I want to welcome you to the debut episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show. I am your host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and I'm excited that you tuned in with us today. Now, I don't want to bore you with my bio, but as a book publisher, an international editor, and transformational speaker, I talk to entrepreneurs across the globe, and I hear the struggles and challenges and the defeats that weigh heavy on their spirit. And for those who feel lost, that are ready to give up, this show is designed just for you. Tonight, we're going to discuss the fact that the hustle doesn't have to be a grind. And I remember what it was like to make that leap for 100% self-employment. I remember the exhaustion of trying to work my business and work full-time for someone else, even to the point that the long hours were so much, becoming frequently ill. So I also remember the principle and belief that I was taught that you had to hustle and grind. You had to go for broke. You had to be willing to do whatever it takes. So ridiculous hours, and you just worked and you worked and you worked your way because one day there was going to be a huge financial payoff, huge financial rewards, and you could finally live the life of your dreams. And while that formula might work for some, it's also a recipe for disaster. So tonight, we're going to delve in, we're going to expose some of these myths, but we're also going to provide expert solutions. And before I introduce our very first guest, I want to say that this show, our social media accounts, and any related content that we offer is done so in the hopes that it will bring enlightenment and awareness to our listeners. The information is not intended to diagnose, to treat, cure, or mitigate in any way any disease or condition, or to promote any specific lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practice. Always seek the advice of a qualified health or clinical professional with any questions you may have, and never disregard professional help or medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've read in our content or you heard on this show. And also please remember that you can press 1 at any time during the show if you want to be live on the air. So the first guest I want to bring on this evening is Mrs. Charlita Harvey, who is the CEO of Design Your Thoughts in Chesapeake, Virginia. And I love the company's motto that life happens, you decide what happens next. And once you hear her story, you'll learn that she definitely didn't let anything stop her despite surviving 2 life-altering changes. Let me share with you just a little bit about the company before I bring you on. Design Your Thoughts is a military spouse-owned boutique coaching service that's dedicated to clientele whose unending goal is to transition from merely existing and surviving to thriving by living and enjoying life to the fullest while achieving great things in the process. Rather than achieving perfection, focus is given to the development of clarity and mastery of the tools necessary to ignite and sustain positive forward momentum in the life of the client. And I want you at this time to join me in welcoming Ms. Charlita Harvey to our show today. Hey, Charlita, I want to thank you so much for joining us. We're happy to have you here this evening.
Hi, Alicia. Thank you so much for having me. I am honored, so excited to be your first guest and just ready to share and to listen and to learn and just be a part of this exciting experience. So once again, thank you for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. And you know me, I'm going to be transparent. First of all, for you to even be the first guest on the show, you had to have one heck of a message to share. And you do, but I know that it's going to change everyone listening. So what I'm going to do is ask everyone that's listening right now, whether this you're live now, but you're listening to the replay, what I want you to do for the live people, go ahead and text our call number to your friends, because this is something that someone tonight really needs to hear. So you can text our show number, which you're on if you're listening. It's 1-949-534-0604. And you and them can press 1 at any time to be live on the air. But if by chance later you're listening to this replay, share that post on social media, your email list, because Charlita has a story that's so compelling that this might be the one thing that takes you from rock bottom to being back in the game. And I couldn't be more honored for us to have the privilege to share her miracle and story of hope. So getting right into it, Charlita, please share with our audience your life-changing experiences in the past 2 years.
Well, first of all, I have to say, as a proud military spouse, one of the things you learn very on is the idea of resiliency. You have to learn that whether your spouse is home or away, the plan has to work for you. You are the captain of the ship. Everything has to keep moving. And so when life happens, you do have to figure out, well, am I going to just stand by and be victim to whatever happened, or am I going to find a way to continue to move forward? And so it's been an interesting journey, a learning curve of sorts in terms of navigating a lot of life happening all at once. We relocated here from England, and we came with the expectation that, you know, my husband would have his job, and I would have a job, and everything would just be great. You know, this is a new adventure for us. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work out that way. We have a young daughter who has some health issues that I had to kind of navigate that were longstanding and really persistent. And then I myself, well into about a year and a half of navigating what was happening with her, during that annual exam, my doctor unfortunately found a tumor in my breast. And so that kind of took me from one dynamic of focus on my child to also now having to kind of navigate my own health challenges. And in the process, I was very actively working to establish myself here professionally in Hampton Roads. And so, as you can imagine, created a sort of conundrum in terms of, do I completely stop or do I keep going? Am I going to let this health thing really, you know, kind of knock me out? Or, you know, do I find a way to dust myself off and keep getting up and keep pressing forward? And I obviously chose the latter. So I went through the process of dealing with that and, you know, had the tumor removed and everything was great. I started to branch out and really make professional connections here and look at the branding of my coaching practice and establishing myself as a coach, as I said. And in October of this past year, I actually sat down and met with you, as a matter of fact, and a brand strategist. And literally 3 days after that meeting, which I left with a newfound excitement for what the future was going to hold and a lot of the plans that I had set in motion in terms of really driving into the new year with a strong business model and a strong business plan. 3 days after that very, very strategic meeting, I actually suffered a brain aneurysm, extraordinarily unexpected, and particularly scary, to be quite honest, a bit shocking as well, because it wasn't anything that, you know, I could have imagined. You know, I started 2018 with a tumor in my breast and was running to the end of 2018 with an aneurysm in my brain. And so as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, there are so many different things that come to mind when you are thrust into the midst of a health crisis, particularly after you've already dealt with at least two, in my case. And so it has been and has been an extraordinary, extraordinary journey. An
absolute
challenge.
Wow. I mean, you said that, and I know we're giving a summation, giving the information. But, you know, let's be honest. Cancer is something that is devastating on so many different levels, and your body goes through so much with the treatment and all of that. And just to have that fresh and coming off of that and then go right into something like an aneurysm. And I remember coming in on the tail end of the experience, and as you said, you know, you met with me, you met with my strategist 1 week, and now I remember it looked like maybe the next week you were saying, look, you know, I have to have the surgery, and you talked about the serious nature of it, and my stomach did drop because I remember what you said about surviving cancer, you know, just the year before. And I remember what you said is that you had just set things in order to make strides, and then 3 days later, after we had that meeting, you received the news that you had an aneurysm. And what I want to ask you is just from the entrepreneur perspective, what were the thoughts that ran through your head as far as the business plans that you had made?
Quite frankly, one of the first things that came to my mind was whether this was a sign that I did not need to be an entrepreneur, whether I had spent all of my time and effort and energy and education and training and networking and all those tireless things that entrepreneurs have to do to establish not only themselves but their business practice. Was it all for naught? Was this the end? And there wasn't any wallowing in pity or anything like that. It was just, you know, when you have a continuous set of circumstances that come upon you, you do really have a choice to make. Are you going to be dictated by the challenge of your circumstances, or are you going to move in a different direction and be dictated by that which is greater than you? And for me, that which is greater than me is my relationship with God. And so I am human. I do have feelings. I do have fears. But that was a moment in time for me where I had to dig down deep and trust the truth of what I know is his promise for me and what my abilities are as a business owner.
And I think you said something that's very important. We're talking about exposing the myth of entrepreneurship and releasing the weight of it all. It all goes back to your foundation. We're human. So that thought you had, which is something I hear a lot in different conversations with entrepreneurs, is, you know, every time there's a pitfall, there's a perceived failure, or there's a turn in the tide that's a downturn, they question themselves. You know, maybe this is a sign. Maybe this is a sign I don't have what it takes, or maybe this is a sign it's not right now. But you are able to channel in. Exactly. You are able to channel in, though, what's your core foundation, and that's your belief in God and understanding that he has a plan and purpose and going to him for what's the next step and what really does all of this mean.
Yes. I mean, for me, you know, it really came down to a personal recognition that the things that were happening, though difficult, though scary, they weren't happening to me. They were happening for me. And it was so much greater than me just suffering through something because of some of the personal and professional relationships that I have established. I recognize, and I said as much to my husband, I recognize that some of this, a lot of this, was more so about those in covenant relationship with me bearing witness to how I walked through this experience, more so than it was about something wrong that I had done or a sign that the things and the dreams and the goals that I had set for myself and the promise that God had made to me were not going to be made manifest.
Ooh, I can't wait till Leticia Bates, our mindset coach for the show, comes on, because I know she's got something to say about that. That is so pivotal in understanding that sometimes the real lesson in all of this, and it's hard to say, it's hard to see as well and recognize when you're going through the midst of it all, but just understanding that, you know, sometimes there's a lesson in this that has nothing to do with you. it's something good that can come from even the most disastrous situations. And it, like you said, it wasn't really about you. It was something that out of this, your covenant relationship, it was going to bear witness. It was going to be an example for them as well. So I love that positive way you're thinking about it, even though you've been transparent, that, you know, you had your moments. You're human, and you had your moments where you questioned, maybe this is something, where it's a sign for me, I just need to stop doing this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there, you know, God is the only perfect being who has no fear, who has no worry. He charges us to put our faith and our trust in him. One of my very closest sister friends always says to me, who are you going to trust and what are you going to believe? And so, you know, I still have moments sometimes when I question, because entrepreneurship is difficult. You know, I legitimately had to have brain surgery to correct the medical challenges that I was having. But I am very fortunate because I went through that experience and I didn't suffer a stroke. The aneurysm I had, it didn't rupture. It was literally an affirmation of God's promise to me, because in having the brain surgery, you know, as you now know, but your listeners don't, I was in the ICU, had surgery on one day, and I was released from the hospital the next day after legitimately having brain surgery. And so for me, that was a confirmation of God's promise to me that which he showed me would be made manifest. And I had to believe his word, and I had to trust him. I would have to undergo this process and be on this journey, but the journey would be for made purpose for my good.
Yes. And, you know, I think that is one thing, like you said, entrepreneurship is not easy. That's one thing about the journey of entrepreneurship. It's up and down. It can be a very ugly process. It can be highs. There can be lows. It can be the most beautiful thing ever. And that's all a part of the journey. But at the same time, you have a unique challenge, and you alluded to it. In addition to you being the CEO for your business, which is Design Your Thoughts, you're also the CEO for your 13-year-old daughter's business. And I remember when we first met, you know, her business is thriving. It has its own share of demand. So I can just imagine, you know, not only facing, I mean, if it was just your company, that would be enough. You know, we're talking about the health scare. We're talking about as an entrepreneur, you know, I may not be able to do this anymore, or should I do this anymore? But then you have your other business, your 13-year-old daughter's business. You know, putting the two together, was there that moment where you're just like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Because it's not just your business that may be at peril. It might also be her business as well.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I had more of a concern about the forward momentum of her business in that moment, because as a mother, as a parent, you don't want to let your children down. And you know, my daughter, as you said, is a 13-year-old business owner, and she is actually the CEO. I'm her assistant.
Isn't that funny? That's the way that works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in her business, which is called It Girl Essential, shout out, by the way, an all natural bath and body care product line for girls.
I love it.
With sensitive skin. She actually has a full fledged product line and had been actively selling at different events and the like. And so through her participation in a youth entrepreneur group called Envision League Grow, she's had this business idea. You know, we've supported her in that, and she launched it. And so when this happened, things had really continued to have a strong momentum forward, and I very much felt concerned that everything was going to come to a crashing halt. And not so much just because of me and my health crisis, but also because, as I said, I'm a military spouse. My husband is active duty, and although he doesn't deploy anymore, he still travels a fair amount. And, you know, he's very hands-on with the business as well, but with the man of his obligation to serving our country, paired with trying to then step in and be a caregiver to his wife, who's just experienced this monumental health circumstance, not wanting to let our daughter down and disappoint her, and just, you know, have this business start to really grow and thrive, and the momentum, you know, taking off into the stratosphere, and then it all just comes to a halt. I felt a certain amount of guilt about that. I felt a certain amount of concern because we had at that point, you know, and sitting down with our girl boss, we had at that point made certain financial commitments that even though it is starting out as a small business, you know, for her business as a 13-year-old, you know, our financial commitments, you know, were in the realm of several thousand dollars. And that's not money you can just walk away from. That's not a lesson, you know, for her to learn through no fault of her own in terms of honoring your responsibilities. So searching in my mind in the midst of all of this, how we were going to pick up and continue moving forward was also definitely a challenge just because of the external dynamics at play. With my coaching practice, yes, I absolutely have clients, and yes, I did reach out to those clients, and I was very transparent about what was happening with me, but there was that other entrepreneurial small business owner challenge of, but we're in this other retail market dynamic where things are moving and shifting, and, you know, she is a bit of an anomaly, and we need to not be opportunistic per se, but take advantage of striking while the iron is hot and trying to balance the need for that with the necessity of my emergent health care. It was scary and it was a challenge, absolutely.
And I thank you for sharing what you said. I can't wait to in a moment when we're going to get to your tips and advice you have, but that's the reality. And that's part of being an entrepreneur. For anyone listening that aspires and you're not in that position yet, you put your money in this. You do put your money in this. You know, a lot of times people are pulling from their savings, their 401ks, they're taking out loans, they're some maxing out credit cards. You're putting all of everything in this. You're putting your money in it. You're putting your hours. You're looking for a payoff. And as you said, there are some things about striking while the iron is hot. No, it's never too late to do something, but there is that ideal moment where you have that opportunity and you need to get in there while there's that audience for you, while there's the momentum going. So when certain things do happen, like illness or unexpected life circumstances, although you can't 100% plan for everything, it really takes its toll. And then even the part you're sharing about being a military spouse. I know especially in the area we're in with Virginia where we have, you know, so much of a military population, that is a job all in itself. So when you're balancing being a military spouse, you're balancing your career, you're balancing being a CEO, a mother, a wife, plus your daughter has a business, and now you got all of that stuff going. So keeping that as a well-oiled machine, that's a job in itself. So when you add anything else, even the unforeseen, that has to be a challenge. So I want our listening audience, you know, you definitely hear her qualifications. You've already heard a part of her compelling story. So I want you to keep that in mind when you hear her guidance and tips on how the hustle does not have to be a grind. What we're going to do is just pause for a few seconds for a brief commercial break. I want you to stay tuned to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show. We will be right back.
Have a great book idea, but clueless as to where to start? Or perhaps you published a book before and your sales were disastrous. Exactly why are you sitting on your vision as well as your wealth? Hi, this is Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. We're a full publishing firm where our mission is to help you publish your amazing book idea and deliver your message to the masses. So visit us at fruitionpublishing.com to find out how you can connect with us and be our next best-selling author.
All right, we are back to the show. Welcome back to the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. And, you know, the beautiful thing about it being your show is that you can play whatever you want. And why would I not promote one of my brands? It just, you know, it makes sense. However, what I do want to share is that we will open the door shortly for you to be able to advertise and have your own commercial for your company, your business, your brands in the near future. So I encourage you to stay tuned to the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show on Facebook page. And we also have a private Facebook group for friends of the show that we will be posting those announcements for availabilities and opportunities. At this point, if you are just tuning in, we are talking to Mrs. Charlita Harvey, who is the CEO of Design Your Thoughts, and she just shared some life-altering circumstances that she has been through over the past 2 years. And honestly, those type of events are the things that, you know, for many of us would mean our business careers, our businesses would be over. So what I want her to do now is share with us why the hustle and grind are not compatible at all.
So one of the things for me that was paramount in the aftermath of experiencing a brain aneurysm is the need to fully and intentionally reacquaint myself with balance in my life. Because as you said, being a military spouse, you know, being a CEO of my own brand, you know, being a assistant to my girl CEO and managing just life in general and all that comes with it and is thrown at you, et cetera, things can get out of whack. And we often have moments in time where we do have to stretch. Every day should not be a stretch to the point where you're exhausted and unfocused and scatterbrained or embittered and frustrated and angry, because those kinds of things start to lead to depression and isolation and feelings of hopelessness. Yes. And so one of the things that I often hear people say, you know, I'm on my grind. I'm, you know, I gotta go do my side hustle or my main hustle, yeah, you know, but I gotta keep and I gotta stay on my grind. But it's one of the things that I personally have or take issue with, because we have to be very specific and intentional about how we speak, not only over ourselves and our lives, but as entrepreneurs, over our business. And so the more I heard that, and in speaking to other emerging entrepreneurs, I posed the question, well, why is it that you feel like your hustle has to be a grind? Do you really understand what you're actually putting out into the universe, what you're speaking over your business? And so when I went to the dictionary and looked up what grind means, as a verb, it means to reduce to small particles or powder by crushing it. Mm. As a noun, it is indicative of being hard, dull work. So if you are treating your business as your baby, as your dream come true, why in the world would you speak over your business that it's something that you labor at that's hard and dull, that you're grinding down or working to make smaller? Why would you do that? Why would you have those two words be the thing that in your mind resonates with the nature of your business, if it is truly your intent to have this, whatever it is, grow and be successful? To me, those things cannot coexist, and they're counterproductive. It's something, like I said, as I continued in this new space of my own existence and my life balance and my mental and physical wellness, that I really think about how I speak over myself, how and what I do and welcome into my own individual space and mindset. And that doesn't mean we don't have days where we get off and whatever, but it just can't be that, you know, something that's so consistent in our vernacular that instead of working smarter, as we may sometimes even have to work harder, that we're speaking against the very work product we're putting out there. To me, that's just counterproductive. plain and simple. It's absolutely counterproductive.
You said some things, and I'm laughing because of the fact that our show's mindset coach, it's almost like I'm hearing her in the other ear, because that's something, so it's like, I heard that before. But it's so true, and I'll give my own personal experience. I heard her share things with me on that line, and it really is an entrepreneur, despite the frustration, despite the things, I'm like, hey, I love this, I love that. It's not working. I'm doing this, and, I'm feeling just tired and worn out, and I'm doing this stuff. What are you speaking? And she helped me to realize that, there were sometimes I was speaking things, it was cliches or just what was acceptable to everybody else. But it's like, do you understand what you're saying? And we know that what you speak is what comes into fruition. So, people think sometimes that's hokey, just because you say it doesn't mean it's going to make a difference. But it does. Because, what you say becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So a lot of times and when you talked about the hustle and grind, when we had this conversation and said, hey, I was like, instantly, that needs to be the first show. We need to have a show on this. It's the truth, because I know business coaches to this day. No, I don't hire them, but I know business coaches to this day that will come on and preach, honey, hustle and grind. You got to hustle and grind. Look, if you got to stay up 24 hours a day to get blah, 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 and they push those people they coach to do that. And I'm not saying there's not times where you work extended hours. It happens. You have a deadline. But to believe that's a consistent, regular practice that a person has to do in order to be successful, there's something wrong with that. Even if it's acceptable by a lot of people, it's not always the best formula nor the best remedy if you really want to be effective and you really want to build something that's sustainable without breaking yourself.
Absolutely, because I feel like in some of that vernacular that has become commonplace in how you show up in your business world, you are also grinding yourself down. Because what time are you leaving for family, for friends, for your, other lifestyle activities that make a difference and allow you to kind of take a step back and rewind and repurpose your energy for the other things that feed your soul and your spirit? For me, having literally been given a second chance at life, I have to work at really paying attention for me. This is a priority at those other things. And again, it doesn't mean that I don't have off days or bad days or days where you have to stretch because you have a deadline or, a rare opportunity that you can't pass up or what have you. But those should not be so commonplace that you are, quote, unquote, grinding yourself down and speaking, whether conscious or subconsciously, against the very work product, as I said, that you're trying to build up. It just doesn't make good sense. And for the long run, it's not sustainable. It's absolutely not sustainable for you as an individual or for your business, especially if you don't have a transition plan in place should something, happen to you. A lot of entrepreneurial endeavors are one man or one woman shows. You're grinding every day. What's going to happen when there's nothing left? What then? So for me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
For me, I was just going to say one of the things that I always say to my clients, and I have shared with, entrepreneurs that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, is this acronym about CARE and how and the fact that how you care impacts you, your client, and your business. And for me, caring is comforting the areas that require extra attention. Can you get to all those things every day, all day? No, absolutely not. It's just not necessarily possible given what you may have on your plate of responsibility. But should you be focused on at least one or two or three of those things every day? Absolutely, because we all need to take a step back, recalibrate ourselves, relax, relate, release. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we
because
will share with
how
that
you show up in the world.
It does. And we will share that CARE acronym in a moment. But one of the things you said, and when I was looking at certain things business-wise last year, when I was really frustrated, when I was at my last whip, like they say, ends with, that was a good reminder. And it was the fact that, you know, especially for a lot of business, it's a solo entrepreneur. And a lot of times you're taught the concept that, again, you hustle, you grind, you work, you hustle, you grind, you work, and you're going to make enough money one day. You can have your full staff, you can have this, you can have this. And whether that is what you're planning to do, if that's the mechanism you're doing, or you really indeed want to build a scalable business that is sustainable, you have to realize that whether you have a staff or it's just you, you're the visionary. So in one sense or another, If you go down, the business goes down. Now, yes, there's systems, there's processes. So if you build it and you have those systems in place and you have, you know, the staff or you have the right mechanisms, technically, yeah, the company should be at the point where it can go on if you pass or whatever. And you have a succession plan. You have your successor that you train. But the point is still, if you are the visionary, there's something in a business, even if it's profitable, that when the visionary is not there, there is an impact to that business. So even if you have built something that is scalable and it doesn't negate or it doesn't require that you are there every second of the day and it's not a solo entrepreneurship, there's a certain added value with you as the visionary. So if you have grinded yourself, if you've pulverized yourself, if you have all these pressures where you are not able to fulfill that role, there is a loss or deficit to the business. So very important that we have self-care, very important that we're making sure that we are the first priority and not always what's being taught or commonly accepted, that the business is everything. And if you just work, it doesn't matter, the exhaustion or whatever, you know, eventually it's going to pay off and you can relax.
Yes.
So tell us about this care. Except for what?
I said, except when you don't take time to care.
Hello? And that's the perfect segue. So you have the acronym about care, and it demonstrates that you one of the things you say is how you care impacts you, your clients, and your business. Tell us more about that.
So with care and practicing good self-care habits across a spectrum of different life components, it impacts how you show up in the world. One of the things I always ask my clients, how does your world experience you? You know, are you grumpy? Are you grateful? Are you strategically on task? Whatever it is, how does your world experience you? And often, we're not always conscious of how our world experiences us, and part of why we're not conscious of it is because we've not taken the time to get reacquainted with those parts of ourselves that maybe we've neglected because we were on the hustle and the grind. So some of the things that I share in terms of the different components of self-care are like the physical and hygienic self-care in terms of stress-relieving activities, and also that much-needed pampering. As women in particular, we often put ourselves absolutely dead last. We put ourselves behind dead last if we could, and so we're not that great necessarily taking care of the things that we don't necessarily need but want, whether maybe it's that back massage that relieves those stress knots from sitting in front of a computer for 6 hours, or, you know, getting your hair done just to make yourself feel better than you did yesterday. What, you know, buying a new lipstick, whatever it is that just gives you that extra bit of boost. You know, psychological self-care. And in that area, it's like reconciling the dichotomy between how you see yourself currently versus how the world sees you versus how you actually want to be seen, if there's a conflict between how you currently view yourself versus how you actually want to be viewed. And sometimes that shows up in, you know, people participating in the comparison trap. We may look at someone else's business that is, you know, doing successfully and, you know,
yes,
the person has this grand revenue stream, but we often discount the fact that maybe we've only been in business 6 months or a year, where this person has been established for the last 5 years and they've only gotten established to this point after losing or failing,
yes,
quote unquote, at their first business and then taking the lessons from that and starting another business and learning as they're continuing to grow and build so that they are in this. The comparison trap to me is death of the mind because it starts there and eventually it takes a toll on the body. Emotional self-care.
Mm.
We're often good at showing other people compassion, but how often do we show ourselves compassion? You know, do we constantly, you know, men don't have, I mean, there's actual studies that show that men are, I believe it said, 3 times less likely to be self-deprecating, where women, we will self-deprecate faster than the other person does just to save face. How crazy is that? So we go out into the world and we show our spouses and our friends and our children and whomever else all of this compassion, but we don't always give that to ourselves. And that comes back, you know, and that there again, that's a part of that whole issue with the comparison trap. Spiritual self-care, regardless of your religious beliefs, I feel that beginning and ending each day with a moment of gratitude is the greatest reward you can give yourself and ultimately those around you. And doing so helps you to not overlook the quote-unquote small wins that propel you toward greater achievement. There again, a lot of times when we're trying to focus on the big picture, we see the big picture, this you know, this ribbon, this trophy, whatever, that seems so far in the distance, but we overlook the small wins that are helping to get us there. And so that big win always seems that much farther off because we haven't stopped to take the time and really enjoy where we are right now. You know, I wasn't making money last week, but maybe I'm making it now, even if it's one client, you know, or two clients,
right,
whatever it is. It's important that you stop and take time to smell the roses that are blooming from the fruits of your labor. Otherwise, what are you doing it for? What are you doing it for?
Oh.
Relationship self-care. There again, in my purview, one of the most important relationships you will ever work to enrich is the one that you have with yourself. How are you doing? What does that relationship look like? Is it nurturing or is it negative? There again, going back to showing yourself compassion. You know, you can acknowledge a quote-unquote loss or a failure, but let those losses and failures be the seeds that propel you to success. Don't let those be the shackles that hold you in the rabbit hole of doom. Like, it just, if you're going to be a success, you can't just focus on the yesterday of failure. You have to look to the promise of tomorrow's success, even if it's a small success. Workplace self-care. Do you create and support healthy boundaries? You know, if you're a manager, supervisor, what have you, do you know when to say no? Are you effective in how you delegate? Do you delegate as appropriate? Do you communicate effectively? Are you a change agent for success,
mm-hmm,
or a manager who fails to lead by example? You know, when all of those things collide in the universe that is entrepreneurship, they contribute each in their own measure to what is deemed ultimately your success or failure. And it's how you view those things and how you manage those things when they happen that will, I believe, make a difference in the success of your, you know, business.
I love it. Such good information that you're sharing. You're hitting the nail on the head. What I want at this time is for you to let our listeners know, how can they connect with you? How can they find you beyond this episode?
So I am on Facebook. You can find me at or via at Sign Your Thoughts Coaching. You can inbox me. You can also send me an email via Charleta, Charleta, at design-your-thought.com. The website, which will be completely reestablished and up and running very, very shortly, is of the same domain. I'm on Instagram as Design Your Thought. Send me a message, inbox me. I believe that Alicia is also going to post links to that in the
Friends
of the Show Facebook group. So I'm happy to answer any questions. You know, you have any advice if you, you know, you want to speak to me about coaching. I'm just really, really, really intentional about making sure that, you know, the people that I come into contact with, that I leave them a little bit different, a little bit, I hesitate to say better because to me that can sometimes be indicative of judgment, but leave them a little bit differently than the last encounter they had with someone, such that they feel like something that they heard from me, that they got from me, made a difference in their life. Because I believe that that is why we're all put on this earth, to impact each other in such a way that it propels us to move forward and pay it forward.
Absolutely, and so beautifully said. You know, Charleta, if you are willing, please stay in the studio with us, because I'm going to bring on our featured expert for this evening. Would love for you to interact with us a little bit later, but please stay in the studio. And right now, I will formally introduce her, but first, I want you to take a moment to listen to this.
The reason that people don't want to deal with what's holding them back is because it does not feel good to look back. So the easier thing to do is to live in what I call your condition zone. It's not a comfort zone because it doesn't make you comfortable. You're just familiar with it.
Letitia Bates, Certified Life Coach.
So I'm always working with my clients to meet them at their needs. I am listening to where they are. I do have to help them move to that next level, but we're going to go slow, and what they can expect from me is kindness, respect, and compassion.
Go to atthewheelcoaching.com and start driving your life back to higher ground.
What I help you do is understand anything that you've gone through, you've already survived. That's why you're here. And we can work together to deal with those uneasy feelings and help you move forward.
Go now to atthewheelcoaching.com.
And as I said, she has been with us the entire show. And as I announced on Facebook, she will actually serve as the mindset coach for this show. So Letitia Bates is the CEO of At The Wheel Coaching. And among her impressive resume, she is a certified life coach. She is a certified STAR practitioner. STAR is Strategies for Trauma Awareness and Resilience. She is also a certified tapping practitioner, certified NLP practitioner, as well as a certified hypnotist. She is a best-selling author who has coached dozens of clients to overcome anxiety, grief, and trauma. She has also helped organizations deal with emotional stress and change management in the workplace. She provides nonprofit organizations with interpersonal development programs. And I am extremely grateful that she does so with our 27-year nonprofit, Crusading Outreach Ministry, in Newport News, Virginia, that I have the privilege of being the vice president of. So, in short, she is qualified, certified, and bona fide. So I ask that you would help me welcome to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show, Miss Letitia Bates. Letitia, we certainly welcome you to the show this evening, although you've been here the whole time. And I'm excited that we get to share the radio stage together again.
Yes, ma'am. Alicia, it is my absolute pleasure and thrill to be here. I have been absolutely moved and charged by our featured speaker, Charleta, and just really excited about the things that she had to say. Really powerful stuff.
Yes. If ever there was someone to give us that information just to show us that there is hope and not to be discouraged or give up, that story, her story, was everything. Now, as I said, you listen to the entire show. We value you as an expert tonight. And after the show, you will also help us have that right frame of mind or mindset for success versus defeat. But I want to ask you, and I'm just curious, after you heard Shirley, the story and the things that happened over her 2-year experience with the life-altering challenges, are there any words of advice or encouragement that you would give her or even listeners that may experience that for moving forward?
Well, the thing that she's done that's really the most powerful thing is that reflection. So, I mean, things happen to us and, you know, bad things happen and then we keep moving and we keep going and sometimes we get the lesson, sometimes we don't. But she's really done the work of reflection and saying, okay, these things have happened. What does this mean for me moving forward? And then shifting to, all right, how am I going to show up in the world? What does this mean for me going forward? Who do I need to be to my clients? Having that power of reflection is just so important because in her experience, you know, she really was meeting some pretty powerful moments about what life meant. And all of us don't come that close to having to kind of redefine ourselves the way that she did. But she did it, and then she got clear about what she wanted to do and who she wanted to show up who she wants to show up as in the world. And so I would say for people who are dealing with struggles that may not be like hers, but they may be having their own kind of dark night of the soul, having that moment of reflection and just kind of doubling down on your vision and your purpose and who you want to show up as in the world.
So true, so important. And like you said, she's done her work to do that, which sometimes, you know, we can get stuck there trying to just understand why this happened or why this or why this and have problems getting back on the trajectory of what we're meant to do. But I also said earlier that this show, we believe in being transparent because the whole goal is to help somebody by exposing certain myths of success and entrepreneurship so we can release the weight of it all. And, you know, so often with people like you, we look at you as a professional, we hear what you do to help others, and we just assume you don't need help. You know, your life is perfect. That's how it appears on the outside to certain people, they assume. And then we think with all of your practice, with all you have going on, with all of your knowledge that, you know, if you have a problem, you just go to yoga or you take a deep breath for 5 minutes and everything is okay. So is that accurate? I can tell when you laugh that that's not accurate.
Oh, yeah,
what is
that's
your real
absolutely
story?
True. I got no problems at all because, you know, I'm a life coach and all. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I was an insurance professional for almost 20 years, and I had been doing that work, and I loved it. I was in claims. I enjoyed the work. I was good at it and really thought that was going to be, you know, pretty much my career until I retired. So on the outside, things looked great. I had a great job, you know, owned my house, drove a nice car, yada, 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 all the stuff on the outside, and certainly put that smile on every single day and walk in like nothing's wrong. But I had a moment in my own life where I was about to turn 40. That for some reason, that just seemed like this really big thing in my mind. And I remember being 38 years old and just really in a depression. You know, work was going fine. I'm setting goals and achieving goals, and I just was crying myself to sleep at night. But what was keeping me sad wasn't anything in my current life. It was things from my past. It was, you know, the abandonment of my father and just really not having that wound heal. It was sexual abuse from my early childhood, you know, my adolescence. It was the grief and loss of several family members having died within a 2-year period of time. And so basically all of these things have been happening in my earlier life and none of them have been processed, none of them. I mean, I had gone and talked about them. I talked to friends. I'd even gone there, but they had not been healed. And so I found myself at 38 years old, you know, knocking on 40's door and saying, you know, time didn't heal these wounds the way everybody told me they were going to. And that started me on a journey of emotional healing. And I came into contact with a life coach that was just really powerful and introduced me to some, you know, tools and techniques that really changed everything. And at the time, I had no idea how dramatically my life was changing, because I got so excited
wow.
about what I was learning and the ability to process that pain, to process that trauma, to heal it, and really move and live in a life of wholeness. So much to the point where I shifted careers, and I left that world of insurance, you know, after almost 20 years, and started my own business, became an entrepreneur, because I really want to help empower people that are maybe dealing with something right now, but maybe it's the stuff from yesteryear that still isn't healed yet. And that stuff can be as damaging to your life as something that's showing up right now. And so really wanting to empower people to, you know, take that examination and really offer them a process to be able to move through some of those things. So the journey toward wholeness, which is the path that I'm on right now, means that I still have to walk my talk. You know, the things that I'm certified in, I use my tools all the time. I also have coaches that I work with that help continue to guide me. And I'll be on the journey for the rest of my life. But it's something that is worthy work. And to really be who I want to be in the world, it requires that I keep doing my own work. So there are times where I can take a five-minute woosah and everything's great. But if I need to go deeper, then I will. I will.
And, you know, I'm glad you shared that. Because a lot of times people are taught to feel like, and sometimes, if we be honest, we do this to ourselves. We tell ourselves these things that, you know, if you're the clinician, if you're the professional, then you should be able to have your stuff together. So we don't always use the tools that we have on ourselves. And then something else you said that was so powerful, because we also, even if you use your tools, you also have blind spots. So,
yep.
You know, the adage, every coach should have a coach. And one of the people that I studied well is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey talked about how she has coaches. So not only does a coach need a coach, but there are coaches for different things that you do. So as an entrepreneur, there might be different layers of people that make up your support team that while you're doing what you're the expert in, they help you and on that journey to wellness and wholeness, keep it together.
Yes. That's critical.
Yes.
Because when you really think about investment, you know, it's not really even your time, and it's not even your money. It really is your emotional capital. Whatever you're spending your emotional capital is deciding the quality
mm-hmm.
of your life. Okay, so if you're living in doubt and you're living in worry and you're living in fear, regardless of how much time you have or how much money you have, that is determining the quality of your life. That mindset shift, right, that says doubt
yeah.
is expensive. Like it costs way too much. Worry
Ooh.
Is pricey. So it's, you know, it's
yes,
learning
Lord.
To understand where your true value comes. And just like Charlita was saying earlier, I love that she went through the trouble of finding that definition for us about grind. You know, just that
yes.
whole idea is reductive, and it makes it hard and dull, right? That's what she shared with us as a definition.
Right.
So if that's your mindset and you're giving your emotional energy over to something that's reductive and hard and dull, you're not reaping the true benefit of sharing your gifts, talents, and abilities. You're not even approaching it with that mindset. So it's that emotional capital that we want to be conscious of in our waking moment.
You're hitting the nail on the head, because we're going to delve into that right now. But, you know, one of the things that is really true in entrepreneurship, and it's not the entrepreneurship one-on-one, is that, you know, one of the things some of my coaches encourage me is that you want to disrupt the system. whatever industry you're in, whatever it is that you're gifted and talented to do, in order for you to not blend in with everyone else, what are you doing and what you provide that disrupts that entire system? And I really believe with the things you shared and in harmony with the topic of this tonight's show, this is probably one of the biggest ways for you to start with not blending in and disrupting the system. It's your own mindset that's going to help you with those unique things that you do be able to have that impact and not blend in. If the mindset isn't right, you might do exceptional things, but there's a blockage there. And that's what I want to go into next. Because for those that are listening or you're listening to the replay, on our Facebook page, I just had this article released that said in the spring of 2014, Forbes came out with an article that talked about grind versus hustle, a simple guide to telling the difference by Julian Mitchell. And one of the things he said, I'm going to share a few sentences. He said, hustlers make the right moves and master positioning, while someone who is a grinder always searches for moves, seeking to master where they forcefully then position. Someone who is a grinder can work tirelessly and see no return. Their sense of fulfillment is found in the chaos of moving at a fast pace, juggling multiple tasks, or simply being busy. However, someone who is a hustler makes sure every effort reaps a valuable return on investment. Grinders desperately seek opportunity. If a slot opens, they step in without hesitation for the purposing of proving their worth to others. Hustlers put effort into existing opportunities to build on their vision and create additional opportunities with the value they already know they have. But, Leticia, here's the profound statement that the writer said. Those who hustle and those who grind often possess equal skill level, connection, and muscle, but their movements are different. So with the mindset coaching, with the mind framework for this, how do you explain difference factor? What is that difference-making factor between the hustler and the grinder?
Yeah, well, to Charlita's earlier point, you know, again, she took the time to give us that definition so that if you're speaking, I'm a grinder, you know what you're saying now. What you're saying now is I'm reducing all of my effort and everything that I'm going to do is hard, dull work. When you call yourself a grinder, that is, you now know what you're actually seeking over your business and over your efforts. Whereas, as the article is saying, a hustler is more intentional about what they're doing. They're looking at what their goals are. When they make a move, it's for the maximum outcome. They're looking to leverage their skills. They're looking to leverage relationships. They're looking to leverage whatever effort that they've put it in so that they're getting a return on the investment. That is a completely different mindset because every business on earth goes through different cycles. You've got growth cycles. You've got slow sales cycles. It happens to Amazon. It happens to Walmart. It happens to everybody who's ever been in business. But it's how you're showing up and who you perceive yourself to be. As a hustler, if you're thinking, okay, this is what I have to do for now, I got to maybe do some things over here. Maybe I got to shift this gear. I got to do this because ultimately my goal is to get here, and this is what I'm putting in or willing to put in to get it. Whereas a grinder is like, oh, I got to do this, and oh, man, I got to do this, and I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. That's a whole nother mindset, and it's defeatist. It's reductive. And when you are putting yourself out there as an entrepreneur, you know, for me it's very important that my clients understand that I'm a professional. I'm a professional first. So I'm carrying myself that way, and that's what I'm putting forward. And so my clients are looking to me for how I'm showing up. And if I'm hemming and hawing and mad and it got all these attitude things going on, you know, that is all coming out in how I'm dealing with my clients. So I can't be one way over here and another way over here, especially being an entrepreneur, because now who I am is who I am. You know, with one thing, when I was working at a job full time and had started the life coaching practice, you know, I had to put on one hat to go to work and I had to put on another hat to do the business. Both of them professionals, but completely different hats. Whereas now, it's all me. So the things that I do, how I show up, that matters in a way, in a completely different way. But I'm not, my business is not reductive. This is not, you know, hard, dull work. Now, there are things about the business that I don't always love, but, you know, that's life. That's just called being a grown-up. So that's a whole different mindset.
That's good. And like you said, there's things you don't like, but I remember one of the things I was told in life was no job is ideal. So even when you create your own business, there are parts that are not ideal, or there's seasons that are not ideal. It's just come with the nature of being an entrepreneur. But I know that in your practice, and I've personally been the benefactor of some of these, you have mindset tools that can help get us back on track. So can you share some of those?
Yeah, so one of the reasons that I wanted to get certified in these tools is because there is a lot that can happen when we talk. I mean, sometimes people have never given voice to their pain. They haven't given any voice to their past. It's all kind of locked up inside of them. So there's real power in giving voice to something and speaking it for the very first time, speaking your truth for the very first time. But a lot of us have been dealing with things, maybe it's new to us or maybe it's something that's been going on for a period of time, and we have talked it to death, but we haven't processed it. We haven't healed it.
Mm.
And if we have things that are in our background or in our foreground that we really haven't been able to process, then we're still living from the pain of those things. And a lot of this is how our subconscious mind perceives things. So the tools that I use help to work with that subconscious mind, not just your conscious mind, so that the changes are deep and lasting and really help you to create new habits, new way of thinking, and new ways of being in the world. That's why the processing piece is so critical to what I do in my coaching practice. So, yeah, we talk about setting goals and we talk about those things, but we're not just talking about willpower. We're talking about really processing those roadblocks and really blowing those blocks out and exploring them and figuring out what really is underneath what's holding you back.
That's awesome. So that's really awesome.
So it's that deeper mind. It's that subconscious mind, right? Because we all know we should do this or we should do that, but there's something that's stopping us. And sometimes we get mad at ourselves, oh, I should do this and I should do that. But the reality is something deeper is going on. You know, for example, if you set a goal to do something and you consistently make attempts to reach that goal and you're not reaching that goal, that doesn't mean that you're stupid or bad or wrong. That means that some part of you feels safe in whatever your current circumstance is. And that's your subconscious mind. So what we do in our work together is we go a little deeper than I just keep starting and stopping. No, something is causing you to stop more than you're starting. So let's explore that. And we get underneath what that is and then, you know, work through that.
And that's so, so valuable because, like we said earlier, sometimes you have that blind spot, and I know there's certain things that need to be unsurfaced that we as an individual could be completely unaware of. I love how you said earlier that sometimes we talk the thing to death. And, you know, just like with the show, we love having these conversations. We'll have the featured guests who tell their compelling testimony, but it's so important to have the expert with actual solutions, because if there's nothing, I can be touched, I can talk about it and find a relief, but if I don't have any tools I can implement right now, all we did was talk about it. And then we repeat the same thing and repeat the same thing, and we never come to a resolution or anyone that really helps us discover what is the real issue and how can I move forward. So one thing I would ask you, if for those who are listening and they feel like they're completely consumed, they feel like whatever the situation is, they're being completely crushed by the weight of it all, what life raft would you throw out to them tonight?
What I would say is, you know, really kind of find a quiet time. And, you know, if you've got kids and you got a lot going on in your household, you might have to, you know, go to the bathroom, or you might have to go sit in the car and, you know, at the parking lot in 7-Eleven, wherever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But find that quiet space, right, and where you don't have any interruptions. And really just take three deep, slow, deep breaths in, right? And then a really good thing to do is really to just put your hand over your heart and just kind of breathe into that and just ask yourself, what do I need right now? And just quiet your mind, and it'll be surprising to you what would come up. It could be a hug. It could be a phone call. It could be anything. Tears could come because you just need an emotional release. But really having that moment to kind of touch into yourself. And the thing I would say more than anything is please give yourself a break. This work of being an entrepreneur, this is not an easy task. If it was, everybody would do it, and everybody isn't doing it. So even if you think everything is going wrong and everything is falling apart, you're doing something really important to make the world a better place. So give yourself a break. But really kind of having a time where you're just kind of touching in and connecting with what your needs are and finding those ways to meet them is huge, because it puts you in a better relationship with yourself, right? You're not in conflict with yourself and fighting against the, you know, against the tide there. You're kind of connecting in and listening to yourself.
Right. And, you know, I love that. Again, I already know that you share a whole bunch of juicy nuggets and things that we can take away right now. But I love the part where you said, give yourself a break. And I remember at different points, yes, I know at different points, it's something that I take away from you that I remind myself at times now. It's like the first thing is like, oh, well, maybe I didn't do this, and da da da. And then it's like, I hear you. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. It's not that serious. You know, why am I being so hard on myself when, hey, this is the situation, we're going to do this or that, take a deep breath, it's cool. You know, we don't have to have all this self-deprecating conversation, and why did you do this, well, maybe you're inadequate, blah, 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 blah. You know what, it's a thing, it happens, it's business, this, that. Let's regroup. How do we regroup? How do we refocus instead of, I'm the bad guy and it's all my fault, because obviously if this is happening, it's something I didn't do right.
Yeah, the other thing I would say, and this is a practice that I have implemented and I commit to, and this is every night. This is every night. And what I do is I write down a couple of things that went well in my business. You know, what's going well? And then I write this section I call business biggie. So it's the one thing I did today to really move things forward, or the one thing that I did that was income generating. So what that trains you to do is throughout the day, you're looking for what's going well. It's an orientation shift. And then there's something about coming and writing that down, reminding yourself that things are going well. And I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on. The objective is to find out, is to write what is going well and the one big thing you did. And honestly, sometimes the one big thing that you can do is speak powerfully to your business. I have an outrageously successful business. My business is growing gangbusters. And if that's all you can do that day is just speak positive power to your business, that will count as a business biggie, because that's about mindset.
I love that. And, you know, it's in harmony with one thing, one of the influencers that I look at is Amber Aziza said something that I kept with me, and that is, if you can make $1, you can make a million of them. So I like what you said about at the end of the night, what money generating things did you do today that went well? And even with as an entrepreneur in your business, you know, if you make $1, you can make $1,000. Even if you don't make $1,000 today, the fact that you have some service or something that you offer that does generate money, that is a blessing, and that is something you can continue to duplicate with the right strategies, with the right whatever. So, again, what did you do today? What did you do well? I love that concept of what you said, along with the other advice that you gave.
Yeah, it's a must-do. If you're going to be in this game, you got to keep yourself encouraged, and you got to speak positive power to what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, Leticia, we do thank you for being the mindset coach for the show. Of course, we thank you for everything that you gave us tonight. I want to, before we bring Charlita back on, what I want to do is just for you to let us know, how can our listeners actually connect with you outside of the show?
Sure. You can go to atthewheelcoaching.com. That's my website. And I do offer a free 30-minute discovery session. So for someone who is really saying, all right, I want to make sure I'm moving forward, or I got things in my past that just keep showing back up that haven't been resolved yet, let's hop on the phone in a 30-minute call and let's find out if I'm a fit to work with you. I'd love to be able to do that. And you can book that 30-minute free discovery call at atthewheelcoaching.com. And I believe you're going to post the link to my website in the Facebook group as well. And I also have the Facebook page, At The Wheel Coaching.
Perfect. And, yes, we will. All the things, I know we've already posted, It Girls Essentials, all the things we talked about tonight as far as the guests as well, we will have those things on the Facebook page. There's also the private Facebook group for Friends of the Show. So for our listeners, make sure you check us out on Facebook. The page is at the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. We also have the same group, and it says Friends of the Show. And as always, you can follow me for all things joy on my public figure page at Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. And that is Alicia spelled A-L-E-S-H-A. So at this time, I want to make sure that I do bring back Miss Charlita Harvey of Design Your Thoughts. As I said earlier, her story that she shared this evening, her work, her tips were phenomenal. So, Mrs. Harvey, could you tell us one more time how our listeners can connect with you?
Absolutely. And once again, thank you so much for having me tonight. It's so exciting. I'm so honored to have been able to be a part of this inaugural show and what I know will be a very successful show continuing on.
Thank you.
That said, can be reached via my Facebook page at Design Your Thoughts Coaching, and also via email to Charlita at designyourthoughts.com, which again, as with Leticia, will be posted in the Facebook page for the show. And I do also offer an exploratory session. My focus of coaching is in learning and development and strategy execution. And so if something that you've heard me share tonight compels you to take a step back and kind of reevaluate where you are, and you feel like maybe, you know, I could be helpful to you, I would love to hear from you, to answer any questions or to get on with an exploratory call and see if we're a good fit to partner together in the forward momentum of your journey as Leticia and all life coaches really who are worth their salt. You know, we are here as service professionals really with a heart of service to other people because, as I said, you know, we are here to really be in connectedness with one another. You're supposed to give as much as you take. So if you're taking from those who are pouring into you, you owe it to the world to give something back as well. And so that's kind of, you know, well, not kind of, that's how I choose to show up in the world. That's where my heart is. Anyone that knows me knows that I always say that it takes us all to lift us all, and I really, truly do believe that. And I work really hard at making sure that those that I come into contact with have that experience and know it for themselves to be true. So just look forward to hearing from you guys and whatever questions, you know, you have or assistance, you know, I can provide. I'm here and happy to help.
Awesome. And ladies, I really personally thank each of you for your transparency and the information you shared, so that those that are facing difficulties along their entrepreneurial journey, they now have hope and they know that all is not lost. And it's, what is really important to the show is that we have the experts that are on. So when you need help in these areas, you know new people. Maybe this is the only person you know that offers this type of services for the area that you need help in. You now have someone that is that expert that can actually help you. So we will, this is not the last you've heard of these two ladies, we will have links to the things they said to them posted on the Facebook page as well as in the private group. And I just want to give you guys the floor. Are there any last words you want to share with the listening audience?
Patricia, you want to go first?
No, you go for it.
Well, for me personally, I just also wanted to say to Lakeisha, excuse me, Leticia, I'm sorry, having been someone, side of it for a moment, standing in the seat of just an entrepreneur listening to the show and you speaking about trauma and having, you know, survived something as traumatic as a brain aneurysm, just thank you, because a lot of what you have said has been affirming for me that I have and continue to be on the right path in terms of putting one foot forward in the processing of the trauma and everything that happened, but also, you know, moving beyond it and not dwelling on it. And even as I recognize my humanness in moments where it's like, oh, gosh, you know, this happened or that's difficult or whatever, because, you know, it is and it does take a great effort to bounce back from trauma of any kind. And when that trauma befalls you in the midst of trying to establish and or, you know, power forward in entrepreneurial endeavors, it can be extraordinarily difficult to see your way clearly. And so I just thank you for what you have shared with all of us tonight in terms of that particular component of coaching.
Well, thank you, and I certainly appreciate the things that you said. You really set the stage for the mindset when you talked about what you're speaking. So I just want to remind, you know, those who are listening that, you know, what you get is what you speak. So be conscious about what you are saying, because if you're speaking things about your business or even about your circumstance and that's not really the outcome that you want, if you keep speaking it, then that's what you're going to keep getting. If you want good to come to your business, you've got to be willing to speak life to your business. You've got to speak profits to your business. You've got to speak power to your business. You have to speak positiveness to your business in order to get that as an outcome.
Indeed.
I love it.
Indeed.
I love it. The only thing I'll say to that for my final words is, it's one of my mantras for the business. It's never too late to edit your life. And you've heard that all throughout the theme of the show this evening. So what I would compel you to do is join us on Thursday, May 21st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another powerful episode of the Entrepreneurs Lounge Radio Show. And what we're going to discuss on that episode is the high price tag of entrepreneurship, where we ask, are you willing to pay the cost? Are you ready to pay the cost to be the boss? And some of the very impressive people we have coming on that show. We will have none other than Mr. James Oliver Jr. himself as our featured all-star guest. This author, tech entrepreneur, and parentpreneur, father of twins, he's a celebrity in his own right, including auditioning for Shark Tank. He's a master at garnering national media attention from the likes of the Today Show, Good Morning America, Do It Yourself Network, and even being mentioned in the Wall Street Journal. Now, what makes him extraordinary is he's the founder of Remontage, which takes your permanent memories and transforms those into a collage of removable wallpaper. Now, he raised over $435,000 for this venture, but at one point in his entrepreneur journey, for one simple action, he almost lost everything. So we're excited to bring him on the show on Thursday, March 21st, and we will also have in our studios Mrs. Janae Sasso, and she is the CEO of Senior Runs. She's another innovative, forward-thinking entrepreneur with over 15 years' experience in the financial industry, and she's the founder of this new innovative ride-sharing service called Senior Runs, which is exclusively for our aging seniors. And she also has successfully navigated the pitching world to raise capital for her venture. But what makes her extraordinary is that there was a point in entrepreneurship where her and her family of four were homeless. So they were forced to survive off monetary figures that would make your head spin. So she's back on top. She has a viable business where she is now the employer. So until next time, I leave you with the words of Jessica Herron, which is the founder and CEO of Stella Dot. You have to see failure as the beginning and the middle, but never entertain it as an end. Good night, and until next time, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.